convert to send over, say, the defense authorization with language that were to rename one of these bases for someone who, say, was a general who won the Civil War, would the president veto the defense authorization?
The president will not be signing legislation that renames America's forts. It's important to note, you know, Fort Bragg, for example, it's one of the largest military installations. It's home to tens of thousands of brave American soldiers. And when you think of Fort Bragg, we think of the brave soldiers that deployed from there. We think of all five World War II airborne divisions, the 82nd, the 101st, the 11th, the 13th, and the 17th, all trained at Fort Bragg. The 555th Parachute Infantry Battalion, this was the first black parachute battalion trained at this fort. We must recognize the sacrifices made by these men and women, some of whom saw Fort Bragg for the last time before they went overseas. And we've got to think of the Fort Bragg soldiers that have led humanitarian operations like in Hurricane Katrina and the earthquake in Haiti. We've got to honor what has happened there, not rename it. So that is an absolute non-starter for the president.